Good morning.
Good morning.
It's so nice to see you. All of you. Almost all of you. Well, first announcement, if you haven't heard, what we're doing with this sign now at Stavanger is this. So, with a caveat, if you haven't been fully vaccinated, you're still encouraged to wear one. I'm just about done. That's why I have one on. But it's just use our common sense and consideration for each other as you have been. Some people are more comfortable, less comfortable shaking hands or being close. It's a little bit of a dance here trying to figure out how we interact with each other and what people are comfortable with. If you're not sure, just ask, and I think we'll be fine, and we'll kind of ease our way back into being able to see and shake hands and all that kind of stuff. So for now, we'll leave the pew space just at least maybe for another week or two, and we'll leave the offering plate where it is, and we'll have hand sanitizer available. So basically, I haven't changed much of anything else right now, but in the weeks to come, we'll start rolling back these other things as it seems prudent to do so. But enjoy breathing freely. Can't wait to hear the singing today. And if you have questions about that, you can talk to me or one of our church leaders, and we'll answer as best we can. Are there any questions about what we're doing as far as masks or any of those kind of things? Yes? Great. Yes. Already next Sunday, we have church picnic planned. So great segue to that announcement. Thank you, Keith. Next Sunday, we do plan, Lord willing and weather permitting, we have an outdoor service planned, not because we have to, but because we like to be outside, a lot of us. And that will be the pattern that we have planned for the summer is, again, first and third Sundays indoors, so our Communion Sunday and Mission Sunday services indoors, but second and fourth Sundays of the month outdoors. And starting this next week, third Sunday of May, will be planned to be outside, and then followed last day of Sunday school, followed by Sunday school picnic. Yes, Joy?
That's the fourth Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Okay, May is different. Okay. Starting in June, that pattern, but thank you for pointing that out. Yeah, we have five Sundays in May, and a good reminder. So next Sunday, even though it's fourth Sunday, we plan to be outside. For the fifth Sunday of May 30th, Memorial Weekend, that is our plan for Confirmation Sunday. So please keep that in mind as we celebrate confirmation of our confirmation class that is finishing there. Confirmation program. So, those are the media announcements. Please draw your attention to those printed in your bulletin with our Bible studies, our regular Bible studies, and please note that also starting May 30th, that's Confirmation Sunday, the last Sunday of May, Memorial Weekend, that we go to our summer schedule of 9:30. So next Sunday, Sunday school and worship at our regular time, but 2 weeks out, we start the summer time of 9:30. And that confirmation service we plan to have indoors. We have a prayer concern that I'll mention when we come to the time for prayers. Today is Mission Sunday, the third Sunday of the month, and we'll have a short mission video. I don't know, could we have that now, actually? That's ready?
The Begirmi are one of the unreached people groups that LBIM is working with in Chad. They are a tribe known for their hospitality.
Begirmi
bani aliruru na spulu ai na faral wen gabila wen gulu kan jada bagirme yelagu be identine bagirme yon wai ke mai tudunarum barra ke da fi bagirme da mabi ai ya tugulu kan jada bagirme yukurba yiju ba bi fudura na ubas da tarika na bagirme indi mara tinen yal indi yal ashar otiza rujal indi rujal saba ashar otine du kullu ke banat wani ne kidi manana kaman hirata ma indi ne kidi me shay akhar ma inda hirata ba kidi manana chokolal dunna so le ab manana kallo lena anna kula asa dabas karamna kai so won rab ko ge yalla bi hirata bas ma indi ne kidi ma akhar ke sanana dera hanana nafar katir indina khalla dugon indina fal wo indina pool indina libya dera hanana da garib le hille gay hille ver garib le hille fi wo dera garib da idura mawana wasa dera na wo machia min ba adama yabga alina mashina baid khalas gayna to khalla gayna to pool ashan bakan gine da mudura nana matum to so wi doro musa da shi a gabu bagirme da kullu ai bagirme kullu su dal zere amma lakin kullu bi gabile da nafi wa idin da Allah ya rugum bi sauti jar kullu fi bi bagirme kullu nafi ga sauti jar kullu fi bi bagirme kullu nafi wa idin kiti ma da zere da michel pato gudura na miyam shi fi kiti ma na bar yam yi so hud yi so kurgu da ba kiti ma na bali rabu ya la na fille bi kiti ma na ana hud kullu gai ali so ti jar michel hana ana tabun shiya shiya da ba kurgu be beta na kullu gai amma akkar bagin me da kiti ma na da kira da bas ma inda da kiti ma haya fi duniya da shukul haya ke bi duniya da ma haya da awal awalan awalan haya da ma an na dum kan diga abi abi da mai ille be maash abi da ye jidi ille be maash kine le gidda be shokol do ruda awla awla anen do abi min Allah la mana dan do abi magal abi wa abi da kan gatu abi kalan ba abi bas kalan so ba ille be kidi ba na shi shi abi abi da ye jidi ille be kidi ba na shi shi ya ke gabal abi da yogon ni kalama da isara hu isara anin gulu hu nabi anana ba ku isara yar ba anin da fakat anin gulu majir garena isara na arku ba kan fi suratul maryam amma kalama masala na nan tuke nan tuke da fi grayal da ana da fatana ba isara hu na da anana adil anin gulu nu hubbu ma idda kalama amma laki hu da idoro mishil la da mal al gara mishil kitaba nauda.
As God opens doors for our missionaries to share Jesus with them, please pray that the Girmi men and women would discover and receive the gospel.
Well, and that is the work of Lutheran Brethren International Mission, which we support here, and especially our own missionaries, Ben and Sarah Hosh, who are serving with Lutheran Brethren International Mission in Taiwan. And if you want to designate a special offering for that, just put Mission Sunday on your check or envelope, and we'll make sure that gets designated and passed along to the Hosh Ministry and International Missions. That is the announcements I have. Are there any others that I've missed? Going once, twice, good. Let us then move on to what we came here for, to worship our Lord. Our call to worship from Psalm 1. Blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way of that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for gathering us here today, this beautiful day that you've given us, and this day which we can breathe more freely. We thank you, Lord, for the gift of life. We thank you for provision, for being able to gather freely and worship you, to have the gift of fellowship with one another, and most of all with you. So may this time of worship be one in which you are praised, and one in which we are strengthened in faith as we praise you and give you thanks and hear your word. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. I invite you to rise as you're able, and let's sing. Let's sing together. At the name of Jesus. Sing wonderful words of life.
Sinnerless to the law.
Let's confess together our sins and hear the words of forgiveness. Almighty God, our Maker and Redeemer, we poor sinners confess to you that we are by nature sinful and unclean, and that we have sinned against you by thought, word, and deed. Therefore, we flee for refuge to your infinite mercy, seeking and imploring your grace for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. O most merciful God, who has given your only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy on us, and for his sake grant us forgiveness of all our sins, and by your Holy Spirit increase in us true knowledge of you and of your will, and true obedience to your word, that by your grace we may come to everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, has had mercy on us and has given his only Son to die for us. And for his sake, forgives us all our sins. To those who believe on his name, he gives power to become the children of God and bestows on them his Holy Spirit. Whoever believes and is baptized shall be saved. Grant this, O Lord, to us all. Amen. Let us also confess our Christian faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, from whence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Let's turn to the Lord in prayer. I've been asked to pray for Carissa, who's been given a diagnosis of terminal cancer. She has four young children, and this is the granddaughter of Jerry Thompson. So we'll pray for Carissa. Are there other prayer requests? Yes. Others? Okay. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for giving us the privilege, the invitation, to come before you as your children, asking their Father, their Heavenly Father, for good gifts. Lord, we do ask for good for Carissa. We pray, Lord, we do pray for a miracle, for healing. We pray that you would help her and her children and the whole family through this time. May they have your peace in the face of this difficult news. And Lord, we pray for our sister Audrey here. Lord, we pray for healing and for your peace and strength as she faces a treatment. We pray that you would give her strength through this trial too. We pray for all those, Lord, who suffer, whether it's loss of a loved one, whether it's loss of livelihood, relationship. Lord, may each of us be turned to you in our time of need. We pray, Lord, for all who've lost loved ones through this pandemic. Lord, not just from the COVID virus, but from any number of causes. We pray, Lord, for those who've lost livelihood in the midst of things shutting down. Pray you'd help them through and look to you as the one who provides. We do continue to pray for wisdom for elected and other leaders and people in positions of responsibility, that you would help them to have good information and clear thinking and courage to do what is best for the common good. And we thank you, Lord, for helping us through this as a congregation this past year. And we thank you for providing vaccinations and testing and medical facilities and treatments, Lord, in quantities that are really unknown in other parts of the world. We pray for our Christian brothers and sisters and others, Lord, across the world who live in places where they do not enjoy such abundance of these things. Help them, Lord, and help us to help them in whatever way we can. But we do thank you for providing for us and holding us together as a fellowship through these times. And we thank you, Lord, that we live as people with hope. Hope that goes beyond this world, that looks to the world to come, where there are no pandemics and all the things associated with them. So, Lord, let us live as people of hope while we're yet on this earth, with a hope that is worth sharing to others. So we pray these things. We pray also for the Hoshes as they make decisions where in Taiwan to move to best serve you, as they're continuing to learn language and looking for ministry opportunities. Guide them, Lord, and show them where they can best serve you. We thank you for them and pray your protection over them as well. We pray your blessing upon Pastor Giovanni as he preaches the word today. And we pray together as you taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Good morning, Stavanger.
Good morning.
As you are so able, would you please rise for the reading of the gospel? Scripture this morning is John chapter 17, verses 11 through 19. Hear God's word. I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them by the power of your name, the name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. While I was with them, I protected them and kept them safe by the name you gave me. None has been lost except the one doomed to destruction, so that Scripture would be fulfilled. I am coming to you now, but I say these things while I am still in the world, so that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them, for they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer is not that you take them out of the world, but that you protect them from the evil one. They are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. For them, I sanctify myself, that they too may be truly sanctified. End of reading. You may be seated. The 17th chapter of John, the Gospel of John, we find our Lord Jesus praying. We get to listen in on the prayer of our Lord, the intercession of Christ, as he prays to the Father. This wasn't the whole prayer. You have to read the entire chapter to get that whole prayer, but this section here today, Jesus focuses on those who are called by the name. We remember that during Christmas we celebrate the incarnation, when Jesus comes in the flesh. And here we read, I will remain in the world no longer, but they are still in the world. Now Jesus says, I will remain in the world no longer. He's our leader, our Lord, our master, and he's going away. But he has built up his disciples. He has taught his disciples. He has equipped his disciples to carry on his mission. And he's not leaving them alone. He'll send the Holy Spirit. There we go. Oh, thank you. It's my daughter. She got a little something for me. So, in John chapter 18, the very next chapter, Jesus is betrayed. Here in John 17, we hear his prayer. There's a Lutheran preacher, pretty famous, Hermann Sasse. I hope I'm saying that right. Hermann Sasse. He says the significance of John chapter 17 cannot be overstated. As during the Reformation, the book of Romans and Galatians was opened up to us so that we could understand our justification, how we're made right with God. John 17 may bear similar fruit in regards to sanctification, as spoken of in the third article of the creed that we spoke today. Our sanctification, where Jesus begins our sanctification. It starts with him. We read of Jesus praying for his people. That's the job of a priest, our high priest. Now, priests get a bad rap nowadays because how the priesthood is carried out in some sectors of the church. But the priesthood ordained by God in the Old Testament, and now in the New Testament, where believers, you are called a royal priesthood. You too can offer up prayers on the behalf of others. You too can stand in the gap for others, interceding with God for a brother and for a sister in Christ. A royal priesthood. The work of someone who prays. When you pray for someone, you're joining in with the work of Christ. It's always comforting to know that someone is praying for you. I'll tell you a little story. As you know, I just recently graduated seminary, and you've seen many guys like me throughout the years who you call to come out here and serve as a student pastor. They put in their time. You pray for them and with them, and you get to know their families, and send them off as they continue on in the mission. Well, This wasn't my first attempt at seminary. I first went to seminary in New York City, and I didn't have a church behind me at the time to support me in the mission, to pray for me, and to pray with me. And after a season, I failed. I didn't fail my classes, but I failed in finances and being able to continue. And I turned to those who said they were praying for me. I have a dear friend who continually prays for me. And he'll even send a picture of his prayer wall, and he moves me up on the prayer wall at times when needs are there. And there's times when we have to commit things to the Lord. Well, all during seminary, I'll tell you, it wasn't easy for me. I'm not academically minded, but I got through it. And I got through it hearing from you guys how you're praying for me and how you're offering support. And even in the hardest times, to know someone is praying for you, to know someone is going to God for you, to know someone's holding you up when you don't have the strength in yourself. This is the work of a priest, and you are all called to this priesthood. You're all called to this mission. Mission of God. And Jesus here in our 17th chapter is passing the torch in a way to his disciples as he goes away to carry on the mission, because they remain in the world, but Jesus no longer is in the world. We remain in the world. We remain in a world full of trouble, full of disorder, with disease, with pandemic, with financial strife, turmoil, relational strife. But Jesus didn't pray to remove us from this. But he did pray, Holy Father, protect them. Protect them by the power of your name. Protect them from the evil one. The Lord gives us power in our trials. The Lord gives us power to overcome evil in this world, to be salt, to be light in the darkness. We look at Jesus' prayer, and he says, Holy Father. And we notice that Jesus prays in the same manner that he taught his disciples to pray in the Lord's Prayer. We say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Jesus prays, Holy Father, protect them by that name, by your power of your name. Oh, you can see the prayers aligned. The name you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one. This is the promise that we're being brought into God. We're being brought in to the household of God, a family that cares for each other, that prays for each other. Hallowed be thy name. Jesus prays, protect them in this world of trouble, to remain one in God, to remain one in faith, in spite of the dangers that we face, in spite of the real trouble that we face. Nothing can divide us. Jesus says, My prayer is not that you take them out of the world. Notice how specific he gets. Don't take them out of the world, but protect them from the evil one. I often hear of Christians who reaching a point of despair, they just want to get pulled out. You know, we're looking forward to heaven and looking forward to his return, but we're on mission here, and we have our cross to bear here. This world of trouble may be too much for you to bear alone. Well, that's why we have brothers and sisters in Christ. Protect them, Jesus says. Sanctify them. Sanctify them. Set them apart. The power of your name. We are preserved. We are preserved in our faith. What Jesus started, he will finish in you. What he began, that good work, your salvation, he will see it through. God's word declares you holy. You are holy because he says you are holy, because of the finished work of Jesus Christ. And Jesus also prays to make you holy in sanctification. So he begins to make you holy throughout your life. Why do we hear this prayer? So that they may have the full measure of my joy within them. This is not a joy without trouble. As I said, Jesus in the very next chapter will be betrayed, handed over to the Jewish authorities, put to death in the most excruciating fashion. He says he wants to give his disciples the full measure of his joy. A joy that can overcome any trial. A joy that knows something deeper than what meets the eye, and that is by faith. Sanctify them. Set them apart. Peace I give to you, but not as the world gives. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, for Jesus has overcome the world. Sanctification. One of my favorite preachers, old-time preachers, Charles Spurgeon, talks about hermits. Hermits who retire from the world and live a life of solitude. And they think that if we shut ourselves out, close the door to the world, solitude, living alone, and then we can be more devoted to God. Then we could have peace. But brothers and sisters, this is not the case. Living alone is not the way that we serve God. It may be the way we can serve ourselves, to protect ourselves, to isolate ourselves. But it's not the way we truly worship God. And how do we know that? We know that from his law. Love the Lord your God and love your neighbor. If we can love God alone, we cannot love our neighbor alone. We are called into this world of trouble on a mission with a purpose. And when you have purpose in God, that's more joyous than any momentary pleasure or fleeting happiness that the world can give you. Brothers and sisters, we're called to bind up the brokenhearted, to bring the wanderers back, to tell of the good news of salvation that is won for us and given to us through Jesus Christ. Your sins are forgiven. We cannot live alone. We must go into conflict with the joy of the Lord as our strength. Brothers and sisters, we read of the one who is doomed to destruction, the one who was lost so that the scripture would be fulfilled, the one who betrayed Jesus. Let it not be said of any of us. As we wander, may we return to the Lord. As we need strength, may we find strength in the name that he has given us, in the name of the Lord. We have the word of truth, the word given to you from God Almighty, the words of life. And Jesus says, I have given them your word. What a tremendous gift. But this gift is met with trouble. I have given them your word, and the world has hated them. For they are not of the world any more than I am of the world. My prayer, Jesus' prayer, to the Holy Father, is not to take you out of this trouble, is not to just pull you out of this world. He's equipping you. He's calling you. Even with your cross to bear, He's protecting you from the evil one. He says it over again in verse 16, so that perhaps we might understand and receive this word. You are not of the world, even as I am not of it. Sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. And as you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. I told you a little bit of my story of seminary. Coming to this church and finding a place that supports a person who is seeking to serve God in a pastoral role. I couldn't hardly believe it. But you have a mission, a God-ordained mission that Stavanger has really saw this part of your ministry as its mission. I've met many other fellas and their families throughout my time here who have similar testimony. Say, it is good work. It is good work. It is good work that we've been brought into, that we can all take part of. And I continue to urge you to seek God's will in this world of trouble. We know we're coming out of this pandemic. There's a lot of hurting people out there. There's a lot of hungry people. There's a lot of people who need to hear the word, who need to hear about Jesus, to hear about salvation in this world that is censoring the message of God. That's where you come in. That's where we pray for each other. That's where we hold each other up. Not to be removed from it, but to endure it and to be protected from the evil one. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. There is power in the name of Jesus. Let us tell our brothers and our sisters about that precious name of Jesus. The author of life, the one who sustains us, the one who preserves our faith. He who began a good work in you is faithful to complete it. Yes, receive this prayer thousands of years ago that we hear, that we get to hear Jesus saying to the Holy Father, to protect them. This is you. By the power of your name. Jesus. Saying these things. So that you might have the full measure of joy within you. So Stavanger, be filled with the Holy Spirit. Be filled with joy as you carry on the mission of God and find your purpose and find your identity in Him. God bless you.
Let's sing our closing chorus. Go now in peace.
Reach out to others so all the world can and see. God will be there, watching from above. Go now in peace, in faith, and in love.
Receive the benediction. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.